Tony Tana Kamei de Rova. Holding on Samach Hey on the Bays, the second to last line from the bottom. So, again, a Tana was where Amaroyim, who had memorized the Brises, they referred to as Tana in the sense that they were quoting, they were able to quote Tanoyim a lot. So this person quoted in front to Rava that Matzias Uisha Lahatmo, he wormer Labala. So the Rambam says it goes Labala, but the Brisa has that it's a Machloikis. The Rambam would be like Rabbi Kiva that holds it goes Labala, but the Tanakama of this Brisa says it goes Lahatmo. So Rava is challenging the understanding of this Brisa. So the people who quoted these Brises were not necessarily the came to Chacham, and they were Chacham, they memorized things. He says, Hashta, let's think. Now, Maha Adolfo, the Maisiyah there, he, Amr Bekiva La'atzma, Mitziyasa L'kolshkein, Bekiva holds that which she does Malach above and beyond her required work, the Malach as it belongs to her, something which the husband expects to get because it's part of the Maisiyah Dayim. So Rabbi Kiva said it goes La'atzma. So Mitzia also, if anything Rabbi Kiva should say, that the Mitzias, which the husband has no expectation to get it, they're Mitzias, if it sure should be true. How do you know the Rabbi Kiva said this? Now we learned that in the last parak. Kanam Shani Oysa picha. She's making a iser neder on that what she's doing, what she's her maisidayim should be usher on the husband. And a sarchlah first. So the Tanakhama says that there's no need to be made for the husband to be made for the neder. It's automatically bottled because she's meshubet to him. Rabbi Kiva, I'm yofer. No, the husband should be made for because shemat tadif alav yosim in a royal loy, because she might do more than she's required to do, and that belongs to her. And that the netter would be effective. Therefore, he should be made for the netter. So hadafa, which is part of her work, and it's expected to happen, and it's part of what her she. In a certain sense, it's part of her shibudim to the husband. Rabbi Kiva says it belongs to the woman. So, if anything, Mitzia's logic would be for sure should belong to the woman. We have Rabbi Kiva and the Brisa saying it's Labala. So, therefore, we suggest that it should be the opposite. The Mitzia's Isha Labala. Rabbi Kiva Amar La'atzma, that the Tanakhama is the one who said it goes Labala, like our Mishnah. And the Rabbi Kiva is arguing and saying it goes Li'atzma. Okay. That was Rabbi's question. The Morris says, no. The truth is, we have to understand this Mishnah which we, from the Daf and Tes, which we quoted, a little better. And if we do that, your question is not a question. The hadav which a woman will make without putting extra effort in, everybody agrees it belongs to the husband, and Rabbi Kiva as well. So therefore the Tanakhama and Rabbi Kiva would say we do not need to be made for the netter because of that. In a case where she pushed herself and she made more, what's the luck in that case? So Tanakhama sabra labalo. Tanakhama says even that's an area that belongs to the husband. Rikiv Armor, Sabra is Liatzma. And that what she does in that type of circumstance, so that goes to her. So what's the more saying? So then, Rekiva says, "Mitzias Isha Labala." That's like Hadafa Shloya Yadayat Chak. But that which we're saying over here, that the Hadafa goes to Rekiba holds it goes to her, is Hadafa Ayriyat Chak. So she's putting the extra effort, and that's what she gets. But see, there's no effort involved in that. And therefore, that would be like Hadafa Shloyat Chak, which Rekiba says goes to the husband. So then we don't have any question on the price, so the Rekiba says, hey, it goes to the Baal. So what was Rabba's question? So I'm a papa. Mitziyasa kehadava shayin eitzchak dami putzad Rabbi Kiva v'rabbanan. No, mitziyas are like the case of hadava shayin eitzchak, which that's where Rabbi Kiva said the hadava goes to the woman herself. So how can Rabbi Kiva over here say the mitziyas go to the woman? Because the more it feels the parallel that we compare mitziyas is to a case of hadava shayin eitzchak. The argument being any effort she has involved in taking advantage of the Mitzvah, picking it up, carrying and schlepping it, it's all above and beyond the call of duty. So he has no rights to that, according to the Rebbe Kiva and the Daphnim test. So why would Rebbe Kiva here say Mitzvah is a Isha, La'atzma, La'balo? So that was Rebbe's question. Okay. Now, boy or papa? If she's doing two, engaged in doing two works at the same time, so is that considered hadafa ayirat chak? Or not. They're saying the whole machlok is the case of hadafa ayirat chak. So if it's usually we understand that she's doing one area of work and there's a normal amount that we expect her to produce. And by pressuring herself, she produces more in that area. Over here, she's doing, let's say, the regular amount for work number one, but she's also doing another work at the same time. So is that considered hadafa ayirat chak or shloya ayirat chak? By Ravina Shloisha Dalab Basakas Mahu Teku Zuk Rashi, holding the bottom Rashi, Samachema Beis Hadafa. Tatsum Locha Yosemi Ma Shaposkala Chachamim. She does work above and beyond that which Chacham required her to do. It's called Hadafa. So over there, if we have Hadafa, which is Maisi Dahi, Meshach Lamer Meshe Heshalo, and Maisi Dahim belong to the husband. The Maisiyadat Hachas Mazonis that goes as a compensation for the Chiyah Mazonis he has to the wife. And still Rekiba says it does not go to the husband, it goes to her herself. So Matzias for sure should be true like that. That which I produce, the woman says, should be a netter. Should be also like a carbon to the husband. So Tanakama says in a circle of Hofer, the Meshab delay, she's Meshubat to him. She has no power to make it also, it doesn't belong to her. Well, he said before that really, even though that that Hektish is Mavkim and Deshibu, the Chamer were strengthened the Shibut of the husband, that she can't do that. Feel the Shem Atadif Nami Luchashinan. What about the Hadafa? The Hadakama holds the Madafa Nami Labalhu, that also belongs to the husband. Rekiba says, no, Shemin Tadif, Hadafa Didahu, Bechaya Allah Karna. Rekiba says, no, the Hadafa goes to the woman, and therefore he should be made for the letter because of the Hadafa. Okay. Shaloy Ayalayatrak Kunchihi Ironis Ubalas Malocha. She's a woman who's she's awake, she's on the ball, and she's good at doing the work. So that's not Ayalayatrak. That's what she does. That's how she produces. She produces more quickly than other people. Some people can produce more quickly than others. Ayalayatrak Kunchadoka Atsuma Vahidifa. She had to pressure herself to do this. It wasn't, didn't come naturally to her, but she had to pressure herself. So the more asked the question that what are you, Rava, asking on this brisa? Well, he also Rava. The Birchanan said that Padova Shloya de Adkak, Kuliam Lopiga, that it goes to the bow. So Metzia is a case of Shloya de Adkak. So they wouldn't argue in regards to Metzia. Everybody would agree that it goes to the husband. Mashani Amr Papa, but Metziosa Kadova Shal Ayadat Khakta. He the Rebbe Metzia is Dark Lachazar Achareim. Metzias, you have to still have, there's still effort involved in them. Going Dogim Shinish Rabbi Yabosha, the tide that brought in some fish that got left behind, went out quickly and the fish didn't get out. A Tzvi Shabur, a Tzvi which has a broken leg. Or the Chapas Sima Bakarka, you have to look for something hidden in the ground. So there's work involved in it. Okay.
I assume he wouldn't distinguish between different mitzvahs. I mean, not all mitzvahs require material effort.
That's true, but I would assume that we're making a general rule, right? Okay. So then we ask the question, what about if she does multiple work? So Shemeres Kishuyim, so he pointed her to be the guard to watch the fields where the gourds were growing from animals or thieves. So while she's there, she's working with her spindle, and she's making thread. Umalamedes shir lenoshi miskar, and she's giving music lessons, so she can keep her eye out on the garden. She can use her hands, and she does it almost without any thought, and she can be teaching somebody how to sing. Umalamedes beitzim becheka. And while she's at it, she takes some eggs and she puts them inside her clothing and warms them. Or a silkworm eggs. So she can get a lot done at one time. So there's not a tremendous effort involved in herself to do all these different things. On the other hand, she's doing multiple malachas. So we look at that as ayin el chak in regards to the husband's rights to it or not. So Mursa's teku. Okay. Now the Mishnah said that the boishta upagoma is shalom. Okay. So, and Rabbi Yehuda Maseris said that the husband has rights to it. Masale Rabba Bar Rafchanan. Rabba Bar Rafchanan doesn't understand Rabbi Yehuda Maseris' position. El Miata, Baish Susoso Shachaberi, Hachinami, the boy, the Mitzinle, Boishes, just because, quote unquote, he owns her, but the Busha doesn't belong to him. Just like we would see that if he would be Mavayish, his animal, he has no rights to it. So versus the conversation doesn't make any sense. What are you asking? Ella, you mean Rokak with Bigdosh Haveroi Hokinami, the boy of the Mitzin Lay Bershus? So there was a damage to the garment. But there's no Bershus over there. Maybe, yeah. But then Rokak with Giaba Reich, if he spat and the Reich reached the person, Or Parah Rosh Isha, he uncovered a woman's hair. Behever Talisa Memento, or he took up a person's clothing. So Chayav Litanay Arba Meos Zuz. So the Mishnah says the shear for these is 400 zuz for brushes. Bamra Papa, Lo Shano Elaboy. The Mishnah is saying that this Dachia brushes is if the roik actually reaches the person's body, but just reaches his baggage. Abba Bigdo is Potter. So just because the person owns something doesn't mean it gets that generates a din of brachos. Some more says that we don't understand the question. Bebigdoi less lazy lusa. What we're saying is the reason why is not because it's an item which he owns and there's no halacha of paying on such an item, but rather it minimizes the bushes. But ishtoi is lazy lusa. The gear on the side is lay. So the reason why Rabbi Huda ben Maseira says he gets a right to collect the boishes is because it affected him. When his wife is looking the way she's looking, so the husband is affected by it as well. Elamor says, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Elameyato. Bayish oni ben tovim. This is ilusa lekulu b'nei mishpacha. Hachinami debor lemitzel lehu boishes lechol b'nei mishpacha. So what Rav Chanan is asking is that yeah, there can be people affected. You embarrass somebody and it affects the whole family, but you don't pay to the whole family. You pay to that individual. So. Now, the question is, why did the Mora discuss the case of Oni ben Tovim? So, an usher has the ability to take care of himself. He can a certain amount of respect. And a poor person who's from a well-known family, from a chash of a family. So if he's an usher ben tovim, so he can afford to hire his own guards, and he can afford to he compels a certain amount of respect, etc. So people are not going to set up with him. So he can take care of himself. We don't see the busha then affecting the rest of the family. But over here, by the ani ben tovim, there is some element of responsibility that he can't totally protect himself. It's sort of embarrassing his situation to start with. People take advantage of it. So the family has some responsibility to sort of protect that. So we could argue over there that they should get their the busha, but that's not the halacha. They don't pay to everybody in the family. So over here also, yes, the husband's affected, but why do you pay to? He has no rights to that collect. Then that's what Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan was asking is that just because the person has a connection to something, doesn't give him a right, and affects him, doesn't mean he has the right to collect brachos. So the concept of ishtoi kegufoi allows the husband to have a right to collect the part of the brachos. Over there, yes, they're affected, but that's called a grama. Rashi maskal rabba bar Rav Chanan, other Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseris. He's asking on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseris' position, but the husband has a right to collect some of the boshes. So what? And the only question is, what's the ratio? So why is that so?
Is it ishtoi kegufo, or that he's got some type of interest? So in other words, we had an eved. Eved is not like himself, but he's got an ownership interest.
No, so that's the more saying the same thing by Sus or by Begad.
Well, Sus, there's no.
Okay, good. That was the worst comment. But the point of Rabbi Chanan was that ownership is not a reason to get exclusive of. It's not a, that's what he's trying to ask. He couldn't find a good case to ask from because right. There's no bushes there. But the point is, ownership doesn't create a Sus of bushes. So came along. Ravashi, and he says, Ravina said, okay, I'm going to ask the question the right way. Just because you're affected by it doesn't mean that you have a right to get boishes. He says, you're right. So the same thing, and that's what he really was trying to ask, that ownership doesn't give you a right to get boishes. So he couldn't figure out a case of ownership, would that be relevant? There's no boishes by an eved because he's considered a mevuyish.
There's no...
I don't think that, I imagine, it could be you could get a case, leave the guy unclothed, etc. But in general, we say that they have care in the ichalei and those type of things, so they don't care. But Mustama, you can find a madrega, but that, I think that's the point of the Gemara. Ownership alone is what he's trying to ask. Ownership doesn't give you a right to the boishes. So what's the schus over here? The more says the schus over here is it's him. So you're mevayishim.
Yeah, okay. The other people around him, the case of the Ani Ben Tovim, so there's no ownership, there's just a connection, right? There's a relationship. So there's a sort of a side issue. There's no ownership involved.
I understand. I'm just saying that what Rabbi Rechonon was trying to ask, which the more problem with it is that there's no such case. Right, but getting around the fact that there's no such case. The point of the Murrah was he was asking that ownership doesn't give you a right to get boishes. So the Murrah said you can't find such a case. So Rina says I'll present the point he's trying to say in a different way. Just because you're impacted by it doesn't give you a right to get boishes. So the same thing would be true that therefore his point was even ownership shouldn't do that. Rashi's answer was Isha Gufa. Okay. So the Mishnah posting most lechasnoi. They would do erusin. They wouldn't make the arrangements for the commitments of the nedunya. The nedunya wasn't until the time of the nesuin. So he made an arrangement of a certain amount he's going to give. Umeis chasno, the son-in-law died. So now she's in a rusa, so she falls to Yibum. So now she's falling to the Yavim. He can say to the Yavim that Lochicha Yisi Roitza Litain. Bilcha Yefsha Litain. My commitment was to her husband. I have no Chiv commitment to come to follow through whatever I made to you, the brother who's doing the Yibum. Okay. End of thought. New thought. Now, the Mishnah is going to address the following. That when they write their mounts in the Ksuva, in the honor of the occasion, they would inflate the amounts. So when it comes to collect, we're talking about Nixus and Barzal. So this is a barzal. Each item brought into the marriage was estimated at a value. So standard procedure was to inflate the amount to some extent. So when they come to collect, they would come to collect. The amounts would be greater. Okay, number one. Number two. If the money's being brought into the marriage, so and we're putting it under Nixei Tzon Barzel, so money generates money, so the amount he's mechuyev to mechayev himself in the ksuba to repay if he divorces her or if he dies first, this will take from his estate. Is greater than the amount of the money because the money is brought in. The purpose of money is using it to invest and to make money. So Mishnah is going to discuss both of those issues. Paskal lahaklis lo elef dinner. If they made an arrangement that she's bringing in 1,000 dinner, so that's 10 mana. A mana is 100 dinner. So who pushed the connect on the chamesh esrei mana? Okay, so. When he would write in the ksuva, the amount he would write would be one half more. So we'd have to write instead of 10 mana, 15 mana. Okay. Now, ukeneged hashum, when they make a shuma on something, the value of something, it's the opposite. Huposik pachos chaimish, since they would tend to inflate. She would make up that she's going to bring in 1,000 dinars worth of property, so he would write in the Ksuba 800. Okay. Shum, let's say you have a situation of shum b'mana, v'sha b'mana. So they actually did the shuma at the so the argument over here is, one second. So normally we're afraid that the shuma, when they would sit and get three people together and say, well, how much do you think this is worth? Right? So the they would overestimate it. So he doesn't feel a need to write in the Chamur not Machaim to write in the Ksuba more than that full amount. Now let's say Shum b'mana, Mishav b'mana. The item which was brought in was actually worth a mana, and they did the Shuma at a mana. So let him argue that Ein lo ela mana. So he says, if the case where something is worth 80, they write 100 in the Ksuba. No, other end. In the case of something which is they say is worth 100, you write 80 in the Ksuba. So he wants to argue, which means that what she's mechuyev to bring in is things which she's mechuyev to bring in 80, which people will look at as 100. So when she brings in something which people say is worth 100, he only has to keep it to write 80. But over here, it's actually worth 100. So he has to write. He wants to argue that if you want me to write down a mono, you need to bring a property which people are estimate at 125. No. If we believe that is the actual correct amount, he's mechuyev to write a shuma of a mono, and he can't be poiches chomish. Okay. That being said, shum b'mana, if someone sees mechayev himself as a mana, she needs to bring in property which people by the base chasnus he has said a shloshim be'echad selo b'dinner. So she's mechuyev to bring in a quarter items which people will be make a shuma of b'shas t'chasnus of a quarter more. Right, so that's seven and a quarter more. Excuse me, six and a quarter more. Right, 25 divided by 4. So it has to be 31. So and a din over here. The din over here should be the dinner is going to be over here. It should be a dinner resolve. Because one is 100 dinarim, and a dinar is over 25 dinarim. Okay. So if you want him to write, if he's making up that she's making up that he's going to write in the ksuva 20 a mana. I'm sorry. Right, a mana. No, I'm not saying that right. Shum b'mana, he nesed a shloshim ve'echad selo. He's writing 100 zoos. 100 zoos is 25 sloyim. Okay. It's four zoos in a cellar. Okay, so dinner. So dinner means the regular dinner. So he writes, she's mechuyev to bring in the amount of property which people b'shas l'chasto will make a shuma a quarter more, so six sela and one dinar more, 25 denarim more. Okay. Barba meyos, if they make up, he's going to write in the ksuva items worth 400. So he sent us chamesh meyos. So she needs to bring in enough property that the people at the time of the chasda will estimate that value at 500. Mashachos and poisek upoiches. Okay, so if they come and they make the estimation, when he writes in the ksuba, he puts down the amount 1/5 more than the estimation that they said. Okay. 1/5 less. Yeah. Zakrash, you may cast no even off the Lithan Yavam, but to be a Mashaposko the Achiv. So the Yavam is demanding that he gets the arrangement for the dunya. So Yachalu Shiyamer, the father can say to the Yavam, whether you do chalitz or yibam, I will and I have not mechuyev to give you anything. I will achiv, but the one who died, had he not died. If they made the arrangements, he has the right to demand. I want to get paid my amount. If not, I'm not going to do the nesuin, and she should just sit there until she turns white. So he could force the hand of the father. The father that would have to give the amount. Okay. The person connected in Tesla of Mana. Shlishi so Yekabim loves. When it comes to money. So he writes them out in the ksuva, the value of it as the nedunya, shlish. When you add on another half, so now it's three halves. So it's a third more of the total amount. Yikabon lov litzay b'ksubasa levatu sevesh u'maisav lov. So besides what he adds to sevesh ksuva. The shuma that he makes on this money, he has to add another half, vishem istaker behen, because he uses it to make money. And therefore, he has to move it up to 15 mana, even though el dinar hein asar mana, 1,000 dinarim is 10 mana. There's 100 dinarim / zuzim in a mana. And so if she brings in 10 mana, he has to write up in the ksuba 15 mana. Okay, that's when you're talking about money. He's writing up in the ksuba the amount, he's mekayev himself for a 1,000 dinar, not of money, but of shuma, of how much the people estimated that's worth, shatachis loy begodim akelim hamisham shebehen. So either because it's items which, if you use them, behein perksim, the nature is that they wear out. Oy pragmatia, or merchandise which he can do business with, but bederech hanoyadim, the mizmutei chosen, the people who have been invited for the celebration of the chosen of the chasna, l'shumam yersim ishavyom l'chved akalo l'chavav abalo. So the nature is to say, oh wow, that's worth so much money. Look what you brought into you. So because of that, then we write in the ksuva who posik pachos chaimish. So let me buy the loy moisiv. We have by money that he has to add, but over here by these items, not only does he not add. El Shapoichis, he actually subtracts Shemichnisa Shum Shal Elav Dinner, Kosev Ches Meus Zeus. If the Shuma that the people there made was this is 1,000 Zuzim's worth of merchandise, he writes in the Ksuba 800.
By money, what? Why isn't this an issue of rivers?
Because not alone.
Okay. About rivers, it doesn't sort of smack of rivers at all. I mean,
well, it's like an iska. This is a form of an iska. She's bringing in property. He's doing business with it. And he's mechayev himself to give back what her portion, as it were, of the
it's going right. There's a whole heter iska thing here. It's just it sounds like a loan, although of course they don't expect. I mean, the expectations are different in terms of getting the money.
That's true too.
I guess another way in which it differs from ISKA is that ISKA doesn't have a, or I'm guessing ISKA does not have a fixed amount. At the end, whereas this appears to have a fixed amount at the end.
Yes and no. The iska of the Gemara does not have a fixed amount. The iska which we do nowadays does, but that's because we do a whole song and dance how to get around that problem. Set an amount. Over here, Pasha, the Mishnah is saying that he would do that. They set a set amount to protect the Isha. That she shouldn't. That's, I would assume, why the set amount is there. Mm-hmm. It's a good question. I'm not sure why they didn't want to ask her. I imagine they just felt that the protection of the Isha issue, that she's bringing something which has of great value into the marriage. He can be mechayev himself any amount, Batsim. It's like we see the Shuma the other way around, we can put any amount we want in the Ksuba. So he comes along and says that these items are worth, 1,200 to him instead of 1,000. That's the hate, right? That so we're saying by money, the real value of money is that the Torah asks that normally. That's what the Torah asks. That's not the value. The Torah just asks that. So in this case, the Chacham fell for the protection of the Isha. It would be worthwhile that we should be mechayev. It's an interesting question. I'm not sure. I'm gonna try to look into it.